And I love what Pastor Chris said. I love it so much. I love it more than 100%.
Discover personally how the Word of God can affect and make a change in your life through the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris is the founder of Breakthrough Ministries International Church, with multiple branches in South Africa and abroad. He is a healing evangelist for the Jesus the Answer Outreach Ministry, an outreach crusade bringing healing, deliverance, and breakthrough to many people. Breakthrough Ministries International is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of zeal and fire for the Lord. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel to receive new messages every week. Now, let's listen to Pastor Chris.
Today I want to talk a little bit more about that subject, seeing that it was an interesting topic. I want to unpack it just a little bit more. Am I Useless Part 2? My father, he had a lot of preachers that he listened to, you know. And one of the preachers he liked to listen to was a black American preacher called Dr. E.V. Hill. You people might not know this pastors, but many of the black American pastors are some of the best preachers in the world, especially from the Baptist movement. I can sit for hours and listen to these preachers. They can really preach well. So one of the things they say, that in their communities, people are battered and bruised a lot, you know. People suffer a lot. So on Sunday mornings when they come to church, they really try to give them hope and not to batter them a little bit more. And so I'm always trying to ask the Lord to give me sermons of hope. Do you see? So that we could also encourage the believers and make them feel good. And so I have many friends in the city that are experts in sermons of hope. When you leave there, you really feel 10 feet tall, because you believe God is about to do for you a great miracle. I've asked the Lord to give me a type of ministry that also gives people hope, but it seems the Lord is not answering my prayer. The Lord constantly gives me messages of warning. Say warning. But then when I look to Jesus and I realize that his messages were mostly warning messages. Are you listening to me? This illustration, or the warning of the salt, comes from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7. The Bible says he went to a mountain and he made the people sit down. Then he started to teach. To what? Jesus, our Savior. I mean, who is a greater teacher than Jesus? Who is a greater preacher than Jesus? You remember the stories of Jesus up till today. The prodigal son. The good Samaritan. You can't forget. It's too marvelous. And when I look at Matthew chapter 5. And in making them sit down. And what is he teaching them? I ask myself. And I realize that he's warning them. In every paragraph. Warnings, warnings, warnings. And I realized that Bishop Derek told the story of a young child that was under a mentor, a tutor. That the one tutor was hard and worn. The other tutor was soft and always gave encouragement. Now, I know that, I guess you could call it a parent. You get different parental skills, they call it. All right? You get these parents that say, don't be too hard on the children. Are you all listening to me? It doesn't seem like you people are interested in what I want to say. Let me go talk to that people on that side. You get the type of parent that says, don't be so hard on the children, the poor children. Encourage them. Allow them to experience certain things in life. They will come right again afterwards. Then you get the other type, like my father was. There was no mercy. You only had one right in our house. That was the right to remain silent. But the story that Bishop tells, he says, when the lady grew older, she realized that the one that was the stricter one was a better parent. Because that is the one that warned the child of the dangers of life. Are you listening? When Jesus told the story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16, he says, when the rich man went to hell, you all remember that story, right? These people are not interested in what I'm saying. These people. He said, when the rich man went to hell, the only thing he asked Father Abraham is to let Lazarus warn his brothers. To what? Warn his brothers. Because you see, my friends, let me tell you something. Encouragement and hope and these things are good. But you see, because the things we're dealing with, it's a matter of life and death. It's serious. Yes, it's a serious matter. I think Bishop has a new t-shirt. I saw him yesterday. He says, let's get serious. Please make me a t-shirt like that, please. Let's get serious. Let's get serious. We need more warnings. And the Bible says it's not nice for this time, hiding, rebuke, correction. It's not nice for a period, but after the long run, it will save you. It saved me. Oh, look, by God's grace, I never smoke or dacha, cigarettes. It's not that I'm a good man. You know why I never smoked, brother? My father would have killed me. Oh, that was it. My father warned me, if I catch you with a cigarette, you are dead. Wine, there's nothing like that. Besides that, I became a child of God. It was my father's, the fear for my father that made me stay away from bad people. What a father. But you get the one who says, let the poor children just go and experience life. Because some mistakes you almost can't recover from. Are you with me? Jesus forgives and Jesus loves and Jesus will accept you all. But some mistakes, like, it lingers with you and it carries, you go with it for years. I remember a pastor who once said, in Afrikaans, he said, what is that word? He said, a fool met 'n verminkte vlerke sal nooit die hoogtes bereik nie. I translate it into Afrikaans. He says, the bird that has injured wings will never reach the heights. Because I was wrestling with the Lord. I was listening to Evie Hill. I like Evie Hill. And he was saying, give the people hope they are being battered all the time. But then the Lord said, tell them that they are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its savor, wherewith will it be flavored? Tell them they are the light of the world. You don't hide a light under a basket. In other words, The people must know you a Christian. Your light must shine before men. He said there's too many undercover agents at Breakthrough Ministries International. The one is called 007, the other one is 008. And he said many of the young children are like this, undercover agents. The older ladies are not like that anymore because they had their life, they had their time. They are for dollar. But the younger children that has to have this fight between, will I be accepted amongst my friends or not? They become what we call undercover. So they have an appeal to worldly people and they have appeal to Christianity. So when they come on Sundays, they look like sisters. But when Monday comes, so, you see, you might be useful for the boys at your school. You might be useful as an entertainer in the classroom. You might be like, what do they call it? The show of the moment. But for the kingdom, you are useless. Oh, forgive me, Lord. I try to give them hope. But I gotta warn them. You see, that man in John in Luke 16, he said, tell Lazarus to warn my brothers. There's a place called hell. Don't let him play with them. Don't tell them they got many chances. Tell them there is a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. There's no time to play. My message is called, Am I Useless Part 2? Sit down quickly, sit down for a moment. Part 2, because you weren't here last week, I preached part 1. Part 1. And I only managed to touch on one aspect of the soul. I didn't know this, but of course I also educate myself in many things, that salt has many uses. I first thought you could just use salt with food. But when I read a little bit and I saw, goodness gracious, I didn't know salt is so important. No wonder Jesus used it as an example. Do you know? Because of the many uses of salt. So last week we learned that salt is a preservative against food getting rotten, and the word is corruption. Yeah. And we realize that if the children of God are not in the earth, the whole earth will be corrupt. Politicians are corrupt, police are corrupt, everybody is corrupt, stealing, lying, deceiving. But when you are a genuine child of God, not undercover, a genuine child of God, then corruption has to stop. Hallelujah. You stop corruption by preaching, by teaching, by living, because we realize it's the word, the knowledge of God. When people come to the knowledge of God, hallelujah, then they stop these corrupt evil deeds of Satan. Oh yes. That was just the one aspect we dealt with. Your life is also a salt. Your preaching brings knowledge. The teaching brings knowledge. And then your life. Your life. To live a life. Look, genuinely what I'm saying to you today is you must become an influence in the world. Yes, that's another way of putting it. Because salt influences things. Net the biggest salt op your race. Daproot lekker, daar is dit waar nie. Oh, die vrouwens wat reis onder soud maak, hulle maak my so kwaad. Baie van die jong kinders kan ons nie kos maak nie, ne? Hulle kan eet, maar hulle kan nie maak nie. Ja, hulle wil net eet. Groot borde. I'm saying in English, sorry, there's a lot of international people because this is Breakthrough Ministries International. Let me just check my time. The program is late today. I'm going to end early. Can you make food? Where's your mother? Yeah, Jamali kan leer kos maak, man. Nou trou die, kyk hoe mooi is die meisie. Nou trou sy 'n mannetjie wat nou dink sy is mooi, maar moet hy altyd bananas gaan koop by die markie bananas koop en hy is honger. Sorry, you don't understand what I'm saying. This lady, that's her daughter. Isn't she beautiful? But she can't cook. She's useless in the kitchen. Do you understand? Useless. She can eat. And I'm sure they don't eat small plates, huh? Some girls eat very big plates. Mountains. Sorry, let me just say something to the visitors. If you're visiting here for the first time, this is the way we preach at Breakthrough. Don't get offended or don't. We talk. And in the talking, it's the preaching. But salt, we discovered, it makes the food nice. So you must be this influence in the world. Huh? Wherever you go, look, people must know. Did you make a difference? Look, I was a school teacher. Then whenever there's a crisis in the staff, then they ask me to pray. Why? Because they knew I'm different. Do you see? A friend of mine just died recently. He was a teacher with me. And then I attended the funeral. A Roman Catholic. But when I came there, I could see that the respect of the teachers. I was there many years back. The respect they have is still very strong. Because when they think of me, they remember me as a man that loved God and that shone my light brightly. Under the grace of God, I hope not to boast. I boast not only in Christ Jesus, my Lord. They said, salt. This is a man of salt. He's a man of influence. Because I'm sure everybody was sending condolences. You know, when somebody dies, you send. So I sent to the wife also these praying hands. I've also learned how to make these goetetjies. Praying hands. And a heart that is broken and a praying hand. Facebook, WhatsApp, emojis. You know what I'm talking about? But I could see the response of the wife to me was like, it was big. She said, thank you, because she realized now a salty person is also involved in the death of her husband. He's getting involved in the condolences. He's not just one of the many. Because his light, we remember when he was with us. Hi! His light shone brightly. I'm talking to you and I'm teaching you today. Wherever you go, you see your light must shine. It must be like this. When your friends are smoking cigarettes and you come closer, they say, hey, close, this is a holy lady. They hide the beer. The reason your friends don't hide the beer and the smoking is because you're not salt. And you're not light. And you're not influencing the world in a positive way. But after today's message, we're going to make you salt that has flavor. Hallelujah. After today's message. The world is very corrupt. We don't even know who to vote for, isn't it? It's elections now. who to vote for. They all just blame one another of being racist, corrupt, stealing. Now they promise when they come into power, they will not be corrupt. I saw a meme. You know what's a meme? It was a wolf talking to a lot of voters. A wolf. He said, when you vote for me, I'll become a vegetarian. Okay, think about it. You'll get it there. You'll get it some other time. You'll get it some other time. Can I give you the uses of salt quickly? It's a lesson on salt. Jesus Christ was teaching in Matthew chapter 7. Let's go there quickly. Matthew chapter 5, sorry. Just look at this. I wish I had time. I really wanted to share this with you, but I don't have the time. Just look at Matthew chapter 5 verse 1. Just look at this. NLT. Please. We have it on the board. Very soon we're going to have a big screen over here called LED video screen. One day he saw the crowds gathering. He went to the mountain and sat down, and disciples gathered around him. And then verse 2 says, and he began to teach. Everybody say teach. Jesus was teaching, and I'm also teaching you today. What am I teaching? The same things that Jesus taught. So forgive me if there's no hope in this teaching, but I'm just doing what Jesus did. And Jesus knows what is best for us. Isn't it? Hallelujah. So in the first chapter, he begins to tell you that God is going to bless you. And everybody says, hey, oh, don't we love blessing? Ah, he said you're going to be blessed. Those that are poor. And they realize they have a need for him. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Then he says, those who mourn, you will be blessed. Those who cry, don't worry, you'll be blessed. You'll be comforted. Because the Holy Spirit will comfort you. Then he goes on and he tells. And then you go a little further. In verse 13 he says, you are the salt of the earth. Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? You can't make it salty again. Can you make it salty again? That's the question. It is only good to be thrown out. That's the warning. Jesus Christ is talking all. He's warning. You're going to be thrown out and you're going to be trampled underfoot. Christians, please listen to me. I've been a Christian for many years, serving the Lord, working in the church. When I think of people that has been thrown out and trampled upon, I see the prophetic word of God come into pass. Oh yes. There are many people that makes the word of God come true. I'm talking about rebellious people. Because the word of God tells me what will happen to you if you don't listen to me. Let me even warn you that at the end of all the stories that he was telling them on the mountain, he spoke for 3 chapters. Then he said to them at the end, those that hear these words, they are like a man that built his house on the rock. Glory to God. And those that hear but don't listen, you are foolish. You built your house on sand. And being a Christian for many years, serving the Lord in the church, I've seen many people building on sand. What do you mean, Pastor? I gave them warnings and they did not listen. And when the winds came, and when the storms came, great was the destruction of their homes. So that's why you are here. You are blessed to be here. Because another warning is coming from a father. Different to the father that just talks nice. This is a hard warning father. But you can escape damnation. You can escape the kingdom of darkness. Because Jesus warns, if you do this, you are going into the kingdom of God's son. Hallelujah. The kingdom is yours. If you don't, it's constantly warning. Look at verse 20. Verse 20 says, but I warn you. Do you see there? What is he doing? He's warning us. Now, because he talks about salt, he says, number one, salt prevents corruption. Number two, salt makes food nice. Amen? And the preaching and the teaching is nice. It must be nice, and it is nice. How many of you think my teaching is nice? Okay, not everybody. So I'm watching those. Play this video for me again. I want to see those who didn't say my teaching is nice. It's in the signs of loyalty. You must also look for those who don't say amen and who don't get excited about the word of God. Because if they already do it now, you can't go far with them. Salt destroys germs, number three. Salt destroys germs. So demons are the symbol of germs. Many Pentecostal churches, and maybe you come from one of them, they throw salt outside the house and salt inside the house and salt in the car. They want to chase demons away, but I think they misinterpreted the scripture. Yes, they are correct. Salt does chase away demons, but this is only a picture. It's figuratively speaking, metaphorically. Is that correct? Help me with the English. Die sout gaan nie die duivel wegjaag nie. Hy sit binne in jou, die duivel. Dan moet jy die sout maar drink ook, jong. Then you have to drink the salt if you think the devil is inside of you. And you're going to vomit, but it's not the demon. It's the salty solution in the oesophagus. In the trachea. Is that right, doctor? Doctor, are you okay? Don't worry about the sound. Focus on my teaching. It's a warning. Amen? Salt destroys demons. And if you salt, listen, if you're the salt of the earth, you can also cast out devils. You should. In my name, they that believe, they will cast out devils. Come on. Yeah. Then in 1 Corinthians 10:4, 2 Corinthians 10:4, he tells us the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. I'm talking to Christians, serious Christians. You know, this church is nice, Basil. You could see it's like a concert here before the preaching, isn't it? So a lot of people can kind of come for a nice event-driven thing. But I also like it. But I want you to become serious Christians. Come on, let's get serious. If you play with the world, you're going to burn in hell. Love not the world, nor the things of the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It's a warning. We use, no, put it in King James, this one. When we are memorizing, always King James, I like it. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Right? Salty believers, light shining believers, devils must run away from you. Don't be afraid of the devil. How do you become a weapon against Satan? You must pray a lot. Every time you pray, you put salt into the system. Devils don't like praying people. That's why you feel sleepy when you must pray. Have you found out? It's a demon of sleep. It makes you want to... But if there's prayers going up, then the devils can't handle it. Because you are now connecting to heaven and the Lord is sending down angels. Whenever prayers go up, angels get involved. We call it angelic involvement. Hallelujah. Angelic assistance. When Daniel prayed, Gabriel was sent to help him. Oh yeah. Preaching the word is also one of the ways demons are injured and wounded, because the word of God is like a sword. And every time I'm preaching, like I'm teaching and preaching now, swords are cutting the devils in your life. and many, many things. Each one of these topics is a topic for you. It is a deeper study. How by prayer and by praying and by reading the word, the devils have to leave your life. Salt is important, number four, because enough salt is needed. Enough salt is needed to make the food nice. So you can't throw just a little bit of salt. You must throw enough salt. Do you understand? You say, is it souterig genoeg? Ek gooi nog 'n bietjie sout. Is dit waar? Let me just give you this point. Enough salt. You say, your salt is not enough. Sy het bietjie gegooi, maar geen nog 'n bietjie. When I buy Kentucky, a barrel, not for me, for the hungry lions around me. Then my son always say, bring the salt that Kentucky puts in that bag, that red salt, bring that one. It's mixed with some other spices. Bring that one because that one makes it nicer. It is nice because I asked him, but isn't it nice? He said it's nice, but it one makes it nicer. Because they have salt, but not enough salt. So how can you become the type of salt that makes things nicer? You must pray, yes, but you must pray more. Not your little prayer. Saturday we pray here for 3 hours. 80% of you don't come. You see? So I'm talking about those who come. That's not the only prayer you must now say, I've done enough prayers for the week. You must pray more. Are you hearing? The prayers is not enough. The preaching is not enough. Must listen to more preaching. There are many things you must do that's not enough. Amen. What is salt? Salt also produces wealth for the church. Amen. And I realize that they say that some countries, they extract salt from the ocean. I don't know South Africa. I don't know how far we are. But many countries that are close to the beach, they extract salt from the ocean because the wealth is there. Are you with me? Now you can become a salty believer by helping God's work and making the church wealthy. Amen. By paying tithes, giving your offerings, helping to build the house of God, helping when there's a need. When you get a big pension payout, you still remember your 10% that must come to God's house. Then you'll be like the type of salt that brings wealth to the house of God. Number 6, salt produces oil. I didn't know this. So they said, for the big equipment to go deep into the ground to get to the oil, they need salt on the drill bits. Pastor Robin will tell you he did this work. They need salt on the equipment on the drill bits so that they can go right down to get to the oil. The oil speaks of the anointing. You need salt to get to the anointing. Hallelujah. It's wonderful and it's lovely. Then salt remove ice, number 7. Salt remove ice. We don't have ice in our country and snow. Jason was living in South Carolina for a while. There was snow and ice. And then I believe those people, they take salt and they throw it. The fine crystals melts the snow. The coarse crystals melt the hard ice. What does that mean for us? Because you're on fire and on zeal for the Lord. You make the church warm and not frozen. There are many frozen believers sitting in this church today. They don't smile, they don't laugh, they don't say amen. I mean, I make nice jokes. My jokes is not even dry. Some people make dry jokes. You tell the joke on Sunday, you only get it on Wednesday. My jokes are instantaneous jokes. But you're sitting there. You are frozen. You need some salt on you. You see, that thing that they said, the children's church is now getting this fire. The youth is getting this fire. A pastor came to visit me yesterday and he asked me, what's happening at the church? I said, there's nothing happening. We are rehearsing for tomorrow. It was about 3 o'clock or past four. So he said, do they stay all day? I said, a whole day. He said, no, wanneer rus jou mense dan? I said, we will rest when we are in the grave. Rest is for the grave. Listen, if you're not part of the culture here, we're not giving one part of our lives to God. We gave all to God. Take my everything, Lord. Take my Saturdays. Take my Sundays. Okay, Monday I'll rest a little, but take my Tuesdays. Take my Wednesdays. Take my Thursdays. All that I need and that I want is Jesus. You see, I've said goodbye to the world. Those things that keep you busy, it's taking away your saltiness. Come and just be in the presence. And when you go out into this world, which you will, at your workplace, your school, wherever you go, you'll be an influence. Because you'll make things nicer by your saltiness. You make life tastier. The deadness will go. The fire will come into your bones. Oh yes! Vuur uit die hemel sal val. That's why I can sit here till what time? I don't have a watch that tells me get out of the church. No. No. I love the presence of God. I love to be in His presence with His people singing His praises. I'm not lying to you. I'm not saying because I'm preaching. Even if it's another preacher, I love to be in His presence. Because all I know is living for Jesus. I don't know what it's like to be drunk and wake up and vomit, lie in the ditch and not know if my name is Arthur or Martha. I don't know that. One day a lady told me, so when did you give your life to the Lord? I said, I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 12. But I've always grown up in a Christian home. It was just, I remember that day, walking to the altar, kneeling on the sand in a 10th crusade where Ati Prince preached. But she said, that day was a boring life. Because she came to the Lord, this lady, but after frolicking around, losing one husband after the other, having this, and now she says, I've got this big testimony. It's all right to have a big testimony, but better you receive Him in your youth. Think now of your Creator in the days of your youth, before the unhappy days come. When you must stand at Bishop Blaver's court for non-support, then you tell us, my child's father is not in her life, but she don't need him. Say, lich, she need him. She don't need him. I give her everything she wants. You can't be a father if you are a mother. So she was trying to tell me, oh, you don't have these exciting things to say. I said, I don't. I said, lady, I don't know what it's like to smoke a zoo and feel in the clouds. The green grass of knowledge, I don't know. I said, I don't know what it's like to have my mouth smell like beer and like wine. I don't know what it's like to get up in the drunken ditches and don't know where I'm coming from or where I'm going to. I've never been in a nightclub. I don't know the dancing disco lights. All I know is living for Jesus. And I said, you know what? I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. You know, David, listen, David was a young man. He sat on the hillside looking after his father's sheep. He played the harp. He played as the deer pants for the waters. Saul was a big man. He was tormented by demons. He said, who can help me? They said, there's a young boy in the field. He's not been polluted by dacha. He's never tasted stuyvesant. He's never drank umtas. Kasa lager. What is the drinks here? Fashion. Fleshy. Yeah. He doesn't go to the discotheque, to the nightclub. All he does is look. He obeys his father by looking after his sheep. But he has a little harp. When he plays it, we feel something. We feel something. The music permeates the atmosphere. Bring him, said Saul, bring him. Then he took the instrument and he played it. Lift it, sir, lift it. You alone are my heart. The Bible says, and the demons had to flee from the atmosphere. You don't have to be someone that makes no difference in this life. You're gonna make a difference with all the people you encounter in this life. Because you will be like salt that adds flavor. Salt heals the body. I didn't know this. When I studied it, there are many important parts. Somebody said some of the drips hanging in the hospital has a salty solution for the healing of the body. And you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I am the God that healeth thee. My brother and sister, the reason why you can't exercise your Christian privileges, because your salt has lost its flavor. But today God wants you to become salty again. And whatever sickness has come to your family, whether it's cancer, high blood, low blood, growth, terminal bad news, you can pray like Hezekiah. Lord, remember me. Remember me. How I served you in my youth. How I was not ashamed of your name in front of the people. Remember me and spare me. And the Lord added 15 years to Hezekiah. He said to Isaiah, turn around. Go tell Hezekiah, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will add to your life extra years. Salt works quietly behind the scenes. Salt works behind the scenes. You don't have to be seen. You don't have to have a stage type ministry. Every helper standing in that corner, you are the salt of this church. You are the salt. Everyone with a helper. Yes. You are useful in the kingdom. Am I useless? No, not you. Every dancer that was on this platform. Oh, you blessed us. You touch our hearts. You're not useless. Every choir member. Every worker that sets up sound equipment. Every car guard. You're not useless, man. You are useful for God. Every cleaner who comes here on Monday mornings voluntarily to mop these floors and to vacuum this carpet, you have become useful. If the salt loses its flavor, it will be cast out, trodden upon, hopeless. Three things happen to it, I close. Number one, it will be thrown out. Number two, it will be replaced. And number three, it will be cursed. You see, you can refuse to do what God has called you to do yet, breakthrough. You're going to be replaced. We can give you a list of names of people that were doing things. They are no longer here. But in a way, we don't really miss them because they have been what? Replaced. As I tell you, one of the saddest things about salt that loses its flavor, it becomes poor. Poor both in finances and in spirit. The prodigal son, he said to his father, give me what is mine. And the father gave him, yet he left with lots of money and wealth. But he became poor. He sat with the pigs. And the Bible says he began to be in Eket Nixi. You see, when you're at a nice church like Breakthrough, you mustn't take it lightly that God has given you a position. Mordecai said to Esther, don't sit in this palace and be useless. Go talk to the king and save the Jews. Who knows whether God has brought you here for such a time as this? If you don't do it, he said, if you don't do what God tells you to do, he's going to use somebody else. This is the warning I give to you today. You'll be cast out. You'll be cursed. You'll be replaced. Because when Jesus came to the fig tree and he found no fruit, he said, let there never be fruit on you again. Because when I needed you to do something for me, you never had it. You were not ready. He said, Pastor, ni nou ni. Ek gaat later iets doen vir die Here. He said, you'll be cursed. I preached this message many years ago in a camp. I didn't know there was going to be a root of disloyal elements coming against me. One of the brothers was a wonderful singer. That day I preached like I'm preaching now. And I preached about the barren fig tree. No, the curse of the fig tree. I said, and Jesus said, let no one eat fruit from you again. In other words, no one will hear your voice again. I didn't know I'm talking to him. I was giving him a prophetic warning. He was next to me. He was still the worship leader. 2-3 weeks later, a revolt happened in the church with the family. And this worship leader was part of the family of the family. When you come serve God here, don't be so connected. Because you're going to stand before God alone. You're not serving God here with your family. If your family gets crazy, don't let that same madness come on you. You're going to stand before God alone. The brother left with the family. And from that day onwards, he never held a mic in his hands again. He never sang one song again. Because the fig tree was cursed. Let no one eat from your fruit again. Let no one hear your voice again. Makashitulaha Remoshikataya Shekotaha Shekai Rupukotaya. This is the chance, says the Lord, for your saltiness to turn. Your salt will have its flavor and its savor. Yes. If the salt then loses its flavor, where will it be salted? Let your light shine before men. Never hide it. Let it shine before men. That when they see it, they will glorify the Father. They will glorify the Father. They will glorify the Father. Kabo shahala kota shetikata. If you think God is talking to you today, just come to the blue carpet. I want to pray with you. You want prayer? You say, Pastor, pray for me. I really want to come serve the Lord in this church with the children of God. I just want to pray for you. I won't embarrass you, I promise. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Kabo shaya haha lama. Wherewith will it be salted? Wherewith will it be salted? Am I useless? Listen, many of you are not doing anything in the church. You're not doing anything for God. You never knew that you could do something for God. Now that I'm telling you that, you must come so that I can pray for you. You want to become useful. You're not going to just be a sitter. You're not just going to be sitting. Your sitting has come to an end. You're going to do something for the Lord. Sing something for me.
Your presence there is life, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. Lord, in your presence I can breathe, my love song offering, my meaning.
Oh, he's more than able to accomplish what concerns me today.
He's able.
He's able. More than able. You can handle anything that comes my way. Too much more than I could ever be. He's able, oh
more than able
to make me what He wants me to be.
Listen to me, all of you. Settle, play alone for me quickly. Keep me. Keep working. Listen to me. This is the Holy Spirit is working. You are the salt of the earth. You cannot lose your saltiness. You must influence the people in your life. One of the great things you can do is to invite somebody to come to church with you. You don't always have to be a great preacher or even a singer. But by your lifestyle, they will say, we want what you have. We want what you have. We don't know what it is, but you've got something that's beautiful. And listen, you don't have to be perfect. Oh yes, you can make mistakes. But keep coming back to God. Whilst the time is there. Whilst this patience has not run out. There comes a time when God's patience comes to an end. But as of today, He's the God of the second chance. Sometimes the third chance. Sometimes the fourth chance. He's the God of many chances. Because He loves you so. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and it reaches to the lowest valley. Oh, how God loves you. I cannot begin to explain. Why would God love someone like you and like me? We are such wicked people by nature. But because He loved the world so much, He gave Jesus to die for us. That we who believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the gospel of the Lord. That while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Pray this prayer after me, all of you standing here. Say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to lose my saltiness. Restore to me the joy of salvation. Receive me as your child. I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Wash me with your blood. Make me useful. I give my life to you to be used by you. I surrender my life at this altar. Thank you for the chance. Thank you for the second chance. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And I think Pastor Chris Ross shared very well. He explained the message very well. So I think I'm going to ask him to share every day. You know, the Archbishop brought the prophet, and I'm also bringing you. So you explained the word very nicely to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages of Pastor Chris, tune in to Chris Ross Ministries podcast. Remember, faith cometh by hearing.